This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
What I want to do. Paul Watson has been a very busy beaver at CPAC. He flew in late last night to Austin, tweeted he'd be here today. He's not here, which is fine. He'll be here the next three, 4 days. He's in studio a lot with us. And I've got a lot of clips and a lot of news to get to. I'm sure Paul will probably show up soon. He's not answering his phone. I want to go back and look at a congressional report 4 years ago that the leftist press demonized. That was Tom DeLay. Justice Department wants to legalize 12 perversions. Turns out that was accurate, and that was true. The Newsmax was accurate. So we're going to be getting to that report next. We'll also look at the new attacks on the president, the latest on AOC, and more. But first, Venezuela, America's illegal wars, and the cost of freedom. Here's part of Greg Reese's report.
After the Twin Towers were felled into dust and rubble, the illegal neocon agenda of regime change was unleashed upon the unwitting targets of the Federal Reserve System. The plan was to use 9/11 as a catalyst to topple the governments of seven countries.
I just got this memo from the Secretary of Defense's office that says we're going to attack and destroy the governments in seven countries in 5 years. We're going to start with Iraq, and then we're going to move to Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and Iran.
The neocons lied their way into Iraq with imaginary tales of so-called weapons of mass destruction.
Those weapons of mass destruction got to be somewhere.
And as the world watched the sovereign nation of Iraq fall, a new precedent was set. During the Obama presidency, the anti-war movement disappeared, and illegal aggression became so commonplace that Americans now criticize the president of the U.S. for wanting to end wars. There is now much talk about Venezuela. The fundamental principle that governments must rest on the consent of the governed has been at the foundation of Venezuelan democracy since 1958. And any credible reading of the Constitution shows that Maduro was not reelected in 2018. In direct violation of the Venezuelan Constitution, Maduro organized an illegal election. The Maduro government banned opposition political parties, candidates, and leaders from running in the election. Illegally imprisoned opposition leaders before the election. Coerced and intimidated citizens into voting for the president's party. Engaged in verifiable manipulation of vote tallies. Organized the process through an election authority controlled by members of Maduro's party. Murdered protesters who exercised their right to assemble peacefully. Engaged in widespread illegal use of government funds to finance Maduro's campaign. Used state-owned media to promote Maduro's candidacy and disallowed international organizations from observing the vote. According to the Constitution, in a situation with no president, the president of the National Assembly shall take charge of the presidency of the republic. Under the Constitution, Juan Guaido is the de jure president of Venezuela. Although Maduro is in de facto control, the international community has overwhelmingly rejected it as an illegal election. This seems different than the regime change of the Bush and Obama years. The leftists love the brutality and hypocrisy of Maduro's illegal regime. And many on the right would love to help the people of Venezuela restore law and order. The question is, what legal authority does the U.S. have to get involved? And
That's just part of a very thoughtful, very balanced report by Greg Greese up on Infowars.com.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalists, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands, you're in my hands, InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right, in this hour, I'm going to cover the waterfront and take your phone calls. And I legitimately want to ask listeners a question. Two questions. What do you think Trump should do with his national emergency now that Rand Paul and others have been suckered into an improper interpretation of the Constitution that the president can't declare an emergency when the border is under threat? That's in the Constitution. That's the president. And you've got a lot of people saying, hey, let's not topple the dictatorship in Venezuela, even though it threatens the U.S. and surrounding countries and is collapsing. And the people are begging for it. People are saying, don't do it. And I tend to not want regime change where we overthrow some ally like Egypt and put Al-Qaeda or ISIS or the Muslim Brotherhood in. But if we just stand by and let 1,000-plus people starve to death in Venezuela, and it's in northern South America and causes a collapse into the U.S. border, which the U.N. is helping foment, that's a real territorial threat to the U.S. and a real national interest cut and dry. That's first-year geopolitics. But here's why I may be actually against it. In fact, I think I am against Venezuelan intervention. I've really thought about this. I've meditated. I've cogitated. I've dwelled on it. I don't trust the neocons running this hemisphere's policies. Trump's put them in there. I understand why. They've got all the connections down there. They helped run regime changes before. They're the only competent people. By competent, doesn't mean I agree with them, but they're very competent. They're not stupid. They're very smart. They're very learned. They're very studied. They're very focused. They're very hardworking. They're not lazy dumbos. And they would know how to cause this transition and then put a good government in there where people actually vote for it. But neocons never do that. They want to use it as a larger crisis, and they'll put in a right-wing fascist government. They'll then fund leftist arms in that government to then topple surrounding countries and bring down the whole region. No good can come out of neocons. The entire destroyed Middle East, all of it is their baby. And we have the seven-nation takedown plan that got leaked, 15 years ago by Wesley Clark and others. So we know destabilization. The neocons are involved in imploding Europe's borders. They're involved in the censorship. In fact, they run it. You think the Democrats with AOC and Pelosi and Michael Moore are competent? No, the neocons are the brain of the New World Order. They funded the Arab Spring. They funded ISIS and Al-Qaeda and the takeovers of the Middle East. Trump came in and blocked it. Hell, our Pentagon did that and said no to the neocons 6-7 years ago. And Rand Paul did the right thing then. Rand Paul said it was wrong. Rand Paul said we're not going to be Al-Qaeda's Air Force, and then ISIS's Air Force, and so did Ted Cruz. And so those are really the big questions there. And so now that I really pull back, I don't want Venezuela collapsing. I don't want it collapsing into Central America and then into the U.S. and Mexico. And I want to help those people. And I know that the opposition leader was elected according to the Constitution. And I'm sure he's probably a good guy. But do you think Trump can really control the neocons to not just exacerbate the problem and make it worse? Oh, and let's go further. The Bay of Pigs. Right after Kennedy gets in office, the CIA wants to get control of him. They convince him to launch this operation, and then they don't let the air cover show up. The operation's maybe 0.1%, as big as it should have been, totally doomed to fail. Maybe 1,000 people against 500,000 troops. The CIA had run Fidel Castro before. He visited New York. He was the Abraham Lincoln of the Caribbean, blah, blah, blah. This whole thing was a double cross setup because the globalists wanted to use Cuba later for a war with the Soviet Union. That came out in Operation Northwoods. Kennedy wanted peace, but wanted to be strong. So they staged the Bay of Pigs, the Bay of Swine, to embarrass Kennedy. And that later was declassified. So do you think the neocons, if Trump gets into a war that's got his name on it, they're going to be waiting Maduro with their anti-aircraft guns and missiles when the troops come in? They're going to be waiting, and they're going to let them absolutely create huge casualties, and then they're going to say that Trump is incompetent. And it just hit me last night, and it hit me as I was doing the broadcast. Hey, get into that. That gut level, these globalists that aren't American, the high-level CIA or British Empire type, global corporate types, sell us out to China types, and they're pissed that Trump wants to make America first. And they will 100% give Trump a defeat if he tries to go into Venezuela. So I am now against Venezuela regime change because I don't trust the neocons because I've never seen them do anything good because they come out of evil. Leon Trotsky was number two in the Soviet Union and ran the persecution and murder of millions of Christians and others. And when Stalin threw his butt out, he went to Mexico, and his number one aide was Mr. Crystal, William Crystal's father. And when he died, the head of the Communist Party in the U.S. was what became National Review and everything else today. And these folks are bad news, and they mean business. When I say business, I mean capital B. They said, we can't beat conservatives, we can't beat Christians, we got to lead them. And because Russia threw us out, we've got to get the U.S. completely against Russia. And that's all of what you saw that came after that was, and it didn't mean Russia was, Russia had been taken over by Trotskyite types, proto-Trotskyites. And because the Trotskyites got thrown out, they were pissed. Russia was already put into a communist system, turned evil and bad. But the Trotskyites weren't running it anymore. So they were mooey angry. And so that's the reality. I'd love to see regime change. I feel so bad for Venezuela, a lot of great people. But I just don't think we can get involved because you can't trust the people that are running these operations. They just can't put a country in and let it be in power and have a free market nation. It would then spread all over Latin America. They can't allow that to happen. Latin America used to be as rich as we were 50 years ago, 60 years ago. They're not going to allow it. The globalists want destabilization here as well. Am I wrong? And then the other big thing, Rand Paul. I love Rand Paul, really smart guy, but he's getting brownie points like he did back in the campaign from leftist media. Oh, the president can't usurp the power of the purse from Congress. Only if it's in acts of war or the border or insurrection. And I agree that he shouldn't have gone with the 76th law that does it via law enforcement and all this. He should have done it as commander-in-chief. You better damn believe the president, outside of Congress, could spend any amount of money or put the troops or call out the militia on the border. That is sacrosanct cut and dry. And under the 76 law, with all the 36 other emergencies, and they're saying this one didn't come up to muster when it's the most clear, cut and dry one. So Rand Paul, I guess, Mr. Constitution and Mr. Civil Liberty. But then sometimes he listens to the left that is trying to trample the Bill of Rights and Constitution, get rid of the free speech, get rid of the Second Amendment, Fourth Amendment, Tenth Amendment, Seventh Amendment, Ninth Amendment. Hell, Trump. Here's the key why I trust Trump on this. He pulled us out of the Trans-Pacific Partnership that they worked on for decades, that Hillary helped write, to transfer our sovereignty into global government. Why wasn't Congress pissed about signing the power of the purse over to some foggy, secret world government group with the Chi-Coms involved? No, he killed it. He brought the power back here. And then the president has the power to say clearly our border's under attack by giant UN organized caravans meaning to break our border and break our courts. But the Democrats trying to say we can only hold 16,000 people in these beds. Once they break the border, it's over like Europe. So the president better damn well declare the emergency. He'd be derelict in his duty if he hadn't done it. Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, Infowars.com. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon on choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Worldwide on radio and TV and the internet at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Please never forget that if you don't go there to InfoWars.com or NewsWars.com, you're not going to get all the news, the videos, the coverage, the guests, the breaking information. The globalists work around the clock to stop this transmission from getting out. So if you just joined us, is Rand Paul right to say Trump's national emergency to defend the border is unconstitutional when it's right in the Constitution the president will defend the border? I think Trump didn't go far enough. He should have done it as commander-in-chief with the military and the budget. We've always said, pull our troops out of all these foreign countries and defend our border. And then right as the full UN assault happens, Trump tries to do it, and then his own party. I've got the headlines right here that Trump braces for GOP rebellion over emergency declaration, The Hill. Democrats prepare for end of Robert Mueller probe with new investigations. U.S. House panel launches probe into possible obstruction by Trump. Think about that. This country's fighting for its life. Meanwhile, we've seen Indian aircraft getting shot down, missiles being fired. What could start the next world war, most analysts agree, is going to be Pakistan and India. Tensions ease between India and Pakistan. A key train service between Pakistan and India resumed on Monday, signaling an easing of tensions between the two nuclear-armed countries after a major escalation of tension last week over the disputed Kashmir region. Cold start, India's answer to Pakistan nuclear bullying. Cold start is India's military doctrine aimed at punishing Pakistan without a full-blown nuclear war. Ex-U.S. ambassador to Pakistan praises Trump's quiet diplomacy in India-Pakistan dispute. India-Pakistan tensions. Who won the war of perceptions? As confrontation on the ground escalated, India and Pakistan scrambled to control domestic and international narratives. India had planned a missile attack in Pakistan. India had planned missile attacks in Pakistan on Islamabad, had received intelligence report, sources said Monday. Sources said India and Israel wanted to target Pakistan, adding that following intelligence reports, Pakistan thwarted their planned missile attack. India was informed that Pakistan would respond if missile strikes was carried out against it, sources said. India's two planned attacks were foiled following intelligence reports, sources said, and added that Pakistan had shared Indian plan to target Pakistan with friendly countries and told them and the international community that Islamabad wants peace with New Delhi. Indian forces are unable to enter Pakistan territory, however. There is fear India could plan a terrorist attack inside Pakistan, the sources say. And it just goes on from there with the Indian aircraft shot down and the rest of it as this stuff continues to get out of control. And, of course, since the Indian jets were shot down, they've shot down a Pakistani drone. And the two countries have been at war with each other off and on for a long time. Pakistan used to be part of India. So we've got the national emergency that Republicans are set to pass a vote on with the Democrats, and then Trump will veto it because it won't be a two-thirds majority, his first veto. And you've got the situation in Venezuela where I think you can't trust the neocons to have good regime change there. Sure, Maduro's a dictator. Yeah, he got voted out. Okay, get rid of him. But the neocons always put in something just as bad because they're evil. Leopards don't grow new spots. Their spots don't change. So where do you stand on that? I want to get listeners' expert take, and I mean expert, because I always enjoy hearing from you on that subject, and, of course, the whole India situation. We can throw in there Trump walking away from the disarmament deal with North Korea. We already got them to get rid of a bunch of their bases. We already got them to stop doing missile tests and threatening the whole region. We already got them to move the ball down the field. This time, he didn't move the ball. So Trump left. If Trump would have given concessions for nothing, he would have been a traitor, a loser. But he didn't. He went and he tried. He failed, but at least he tried in the arena for that old quote from Teddy Roosevelt. So what's your view on that as well? Your phone calls when we come back on the other side. That said, we've got a big special on our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is about to end this week because we're close to selling out bodies. Bodies is the strongest turmeric formula you're going to find, 95% curcuminoids. There may be a few other brands that have close to that, but the average brand has 3 to 5% curcuminoid. We're looking at 170-plus reviews, 4.9, 98% reviews from Power Reviews. Bodies is the strongest turmeric formula out there for inflammation, for stamina, for your muscles, for your energy. Everybody knows about turmeric. This is the strongest, best out there. Bodies, it's 50% off with Alpha Power. That is for strength, libido, energy, stamina, you name it, a natural testosterone booster. It also helps women as well. This combo deal is going to end this weekend. It contains two of our best-selling products, the InfoWars Life Strength and Recovery Combo. And it's here to help you maximize your workout and support your overall health and wellness. For both pre- and post-workout, the InfoWars Life Strength Recovery Combo contains Alpha Power, the powerhouse of testosterone support formula, and Bodies, our incredible turmeric whole-body formula. Available at 50% off together. Alpha Power was built to help you reach the peak as a true alpha male, but it's also good for women, using natural ingredients to help increase energy, reduce fatigue, boost sports and work performance, and help maintain normal high free levels of testosterone. You can take charge of your own energy again. Bodies is our revolutionary turmeric formula that provides whole body support and recovery with pure turmeric extract and our time-tested ingredients in every bottle. Bodies can help support your joints, mobility, flexibility, inflammation, and immune system for a better recovery period. With these products combined, the Strength and Recovery Combo to help you enjoy and fuel your workout every day. Take advantage now and support your body while boosting your workout with the Strength and Recovery Combo. Available at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off. That combo deal is about to end at InfoWarsStore.com. Strength and Recovery Combo and DNA Force is back after months and months of being sold out. It's an amazing formula, 33% off out of the gates as well. And that specialist will run for a few months while we have it in stock. Whatever you do, we'll get some great products, whether it's the Wake of America coffee or the Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, or whether it is some of the other great products like the fish oil, because they're great products you need and it funds the InfoWar. You know, the worst part about getting old and I'm still strong at 45 is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think of this digital age, your word's going forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said and they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit, be it word of mouth or to pray for us or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Very, very impressed, I hope.
A lesson, a little dancer, she came a-dancing to my door. Last night, the little angel, she came pumping on my floor. She said, come on, baby, you got a license for love. And if it expires, pray help on the floor. We go in a midnight hour. She cried
Juan Guaido, the opposition leader that most believe actually won the election last year in Venezuela, has returned home from Colombia amongst massive demonstrations of support, but also attacks. About to go to your phone calls right now again on, should we be involved in Venezuela? Even if we did, the neocons will sabotage it to make Trump look bad and to destabilize the region. It's what they do. They're evil, just like the Democrats. What about India and Pakistan? What about North Korea? What about the national emergency with Rand Paul coming out and saying he doesn't support it? I'm almost always aligned with Rand Paul, but he did some of this during the campaign where he'd go along with the mainstream media. And I've read the Constitution. The president is in charge of the border. But he should just wear the commander-in-chief hat instead of going along with that 76 law that allows him to use other areas of the budget than what Congress allows. Just do it as the commander-in-chief, then he'd have support. But regardless, Trump got us out of the TPP. Trump started pulling us out of these foreign treaties that sold out our sovereignty. He's bringing power back to the U.S., back to our country. So I wish Congress would have had more energy to go after the TPP that transferred the power of the purse to multinational governments and corporations, but now they're so upset because Trump's going to defend the border. What do the listeners think? They've got Stu and John and John and Chris and Ken and Robert and Dennis and Steve and Jefferson and John and Georgia Ann. Let's talk to Georgia Ann first from the great state of Tennessee. Georgia Ann, thanks for calling.
Thanks, Alex. I know you've been through a hard time. It's going to get rougher, I hate to tell you. As far as Rand Paul goes, I don't have a problem with him saying what he wants. We have too much censorship now. If that's the way he feels, I think he's pretty well supported Trump. I like Trump. I've supported Trump. But there's a few things I don't like that he's doing right now.
Well, let's name those, because there's a lot Trump's doing I don't like.
Oh, yeah. It's red flag laws. I don't like it. You know, we like our guns in Tennessee as good as you do in Texas. And, you know, I don't like that. You know, he's too much involved with Israel. I'm a Jewish person that's converted to Christianity, so I am not anti-Semitic. Yesterday I watched CPAC, and the way that they did nothing but talk about Israel. Now, Trump didn't, but everybody else did. Then they kicked out Laura Loomer, which I thought was very ironic. You know, she...
No, ma'am, I totally agree with what you're saying, because I have nothing against Israel, but I want to fix our country. You know, how does Israel have a big, giant, beautiful wall that works great and has cut down like 99% the amount of suicide bombers and things? And then a lot of the Israel lobbies for us not to have a wall.
Well, and it can correct me if I'm wrong, you know, but they're down there right now working on the wall. I mean, it's not a wall, but it's going to be a good barrier.
Well, sure. I mean, Trump has fulfilled most of his promises, and I like him on that front. But where I have a problem with him is Whitaker, who I thought did a great job, was removed this weekend. Whitaker out at Justice Department, and we've got this individual that literally put people like Mueller in power coming in and putting in all these new people. And so it looks like Trump's just refilling the swamp right there. It remains to see what they're going to do. The proof will be in the pudding. Trump, again, also is doing nothing about all the censorship of not just himself, but of conservatives, libertarians, and nationalists everywhere. While the big tech lies to Congress, I'm upset with Trump about that. I mean, I still think Trump's way better than Hillary, but we can't sit here like cult members and not criticize Trump. I'm saying the place to criticize Trump is not on trying to defend the border when it's under literal UN attack to overwhelm our judges and our courts and law enforcement to cause a collapse level event. When foreign governments are working to collapse borders and the Democratic Party is saying no borders, no walls, no USA at all, and America was never great, will never be great, when we have a UN quarterback Soros-directed plan to break our borders, you better believe the president has the right to militarize the border and to shut the damn thing down. And all I'm saying is, of all the things Rand Paul could be after Trump on, why is he not after him on this one? Why is he not supporting him?
I think that he is supporting him, but he's given his opinion. That's still here nor there as far as if he's supporting him. They're building the wall. I think they have been militarizing the wall. I don't care what they do. I don't care if they start shooting down there. But,
well, Georgianne, I hear your points. I got to jump, but you made some great points here. Look, Trump rode in on a nationalist populist wave. And if he wants to bring in a bunch of neocons and a bunch of establishment people who want to be friends with the mainstream media so they don't get attacked, then that will be his undoing. I haven't seen that so far, but I've seen some signs of it, and I don't like it. All right, let's take another phone call here. Let's talk to John in the Virgin Islands. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, how are you doing? Been listening to you for years, and these particular issues that we've got going on today seem to be as though there's a real vortex, a tightening vortex being created. And, you know, we talk about Venezuela, we talk about the border, we talk about everything that you go over every day, and it just keeps weaving a tapestry that comes to the same kind of picture every time. And it really is more a question than it is a statement, Alex. And the question is why is it myself, yourself, and everyone listening to my voice are constantly subjected to the negative forces that we pay to be protected from with our tax dollars and just our trust? Briefly on the border, we talk about the potential powers that can be invoked in a national emergency. You just mentioned with the previous caller that there are situations that are causing us to doubt President Trump in some critical areas. I mean, for example, the declassification of the FISA documents and so on and so forth. And we keep being moved from issue to issue without hitting a bullseye on each one of them one at a time. And I'm afraid, Alex, that the only people who are going to be able to fight our way out of this, regardless of the best that President Trump can do, is going to be the people of the United States that are armed with the help of God. And that's my comment.
Oh, well, there's no doubt the globalists want our guns because they want to be able to force this on us, and they want to be able to trigger an economic collapse and then have us starving to death. But then they've done analysis and know that that would probably form groups that would take the local governments back. Local governments would stand against that and actually distribute the food evenly. Socialist and communist and fascist regimes always use food as a weapon. And so they know there's enough regional government, enough armed people, that old classic authoritarian plan would fail. So it is the First Amendment and the Second Amendment that duly hold up the republic in times of crisis. And that's why there's an attack on the first that Trump has allowed. He's given lip service that it's wrong. That's not enough. And now he's letting them tiptoe towards the red flag laws where they'll just, without a judge or jury, take your guns. And if Trump does that, his goose is cooked. It's that simple. All right. Thank you so much. Great points, John. More calls only a few minutes away. Get ready. I'm Alex Jones. Whatever you do, spread the links. Please, you're the only way we get at get out. Infowars.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
There must be some way out of here.
Yeah, I watched a lot of Trump's two-plus-hour record CPAC speech, and I then watched the behind-the-scenes things that happened, and the limp-wristed Republican establishment that kind of sycophanted around, they fought with everything they had to keep Donald John Trump out of office. And they represent the Republican blue bloods that went along with the Clintons and giving black people triple the prison sentences of whites and wanting open borders and cheap labor. I mean, everything we oppose, they are. And we've taken over their party with many members of Congress. There are a lot of good members of Congress now, like Nunes and Jordan and Gates and many, many others. And they're good, caring, smart, informed, hardworking, dynamic, passionate, truthful men. not just their actions, but their demeanor and how they behave. You can say, that's a good person, and then you see them deliver. But I watched Laura Loomer being treated like crap, being lied to by the Republicans, being thrown out for seeing Oliver Darcy, who admittedly goes around trying to censor the Internet. And she was polite to him, but she was dogged and stayed on him for a couple minutes. And so they throw her out because Right Wing Watch, run by the Southern Poverty Law Center, complained. And you get around these Republicans, folks, that are establishment. And let me tell you, I know all the inside baseball from Fox News. They tried to hire me for three different shows, starting back 12 years ago, 8 years ago, 9 years ago. They wrote articles saying, oh, Jones wants to have a job at News Corp, but we wouldn't give him one. I would not even entertain it. And they would offer me these shows. They couldn't believe it. But you don't want one? I'm like, no, I don't want to fly every Friday afternoon to New York and then tape a show on Saturday that airs on Sunday. No, I don't want that. Well, nobody turns this down. Well, I do. And there have been people like Matt Drudge, you know, turn down their Fox shows because they wouldn't let him show an aborted baby or a baby's hand reaching out and grabbing a doctor's finger. A baby that I guess we're about to kill. I forget, that was like 20 years ago. I'm going to go back to your calls. It's just frustrating that at Fox News, I'd say 80% of the camera people and the producers and the lighting people and the people that do all of it, they are New York leftists. And I don't even say New York City. They're leftists that have gone to leftist colleges. They have moved to New York. And it's a cult. And it's the same at the other channels. And so you sit back and you see how they treat people at CPAC. That's the loser Republican Party that we've basically taken over. But because none of us are political, let me tell you, people say, oh, Trump should just hire a bunch of people. The average person nowadays is specialized. They don't know how to run a multimedia operation. Even an average reporter has grown up being given all their talking points and is told how to dress and what to say and what to do. They've created specialized classes of people in communications that are nothing but empty followers. And so Trump is working with a bunch of zombies in D.C. and New York and L.A. These people are followers. So I know why Trump's got his problems. Is that despite the fact he's a maverick and done a lot of incredible stuff and better Supreme Court justices than Hillary and panic establishment, every time he gives in to them and staffs his operation with neocons, they repay it with backstabbing. So I've noticed the paradigm and how this works. You're completely loyal to Trump. You don't exist. You get upset with Trump and hold his feet to the fire. You get results. So people need to call the White House. They need to call Congress. They need to be involved and focused and say, listen, we put heat on you about the emergency, you did it. We put heat on you about this and that, you did it. Good. We want prosecutions of the Democrats. We want you on the offense, not on the defense with all the stuff they're pulling. And we want a move against the racketeering, the cartels, the censorship that's going on. Because if you won't defend the First Amendment, we know you won't defend the second. And I know Trump's thinking bump stocks aren't really used for anything. I don't think they're effective. They're pieces of junk. But he wanted to act like when it was a Vegas attack, you know, well, we got rid of something. He wanted to take that away from them. And now they're just moving on to semi-auto and everything else. And now he's talking about red flag laws where no judge, no jury, just somebody thinks you're dangerous with no proof, your guns are taken. If Trump endorses that, he needs to get on the offense against it. If he does that, his base is gone. And I don't want to see Trump do that. So I say that out of compassion and caring about the country and about what Trump could continue to be to say, danger, Mr. President, don't go down this road. Let's go back to your calls. John in Texas, thanks for holding her on the air. Welcome.
Hello. Mr. Jones. Can you hear me?
I can. Thanks for calling.
My pleasure. I want to talk about to all the listeners. I want everyone to listen very closely. We have to support Donald Trump no matter what. Well, remember, Donald Trump looks up to JFK. We all love JFK. I'm a huge JFK fan, John F. Kennedy. And look what happened to him. You said it yourself. On foreign policy, he got shot. So Trump is not about to get shot. If Trump gets shot, where are we at? We got no progress. So it's about being smart. He's not an idealist. He's actually a businessman and getting stuff done in real
life. No, I get it. You're saying he's a pragmatist. And even John Stewart had to submit, doing a great job getting 9/11 families their funding. It was already been funded. Doing a great job trying to end these wars. Doing a great job on criminal justice reform. I mean, he is steadfastly doing what you would do to make a country healthier.
Absolutely. And he said, notice that right after he took away Syria from the neocons, he gave them Venezuela. So you see, it's like making a deal so they don't off him, so they don't get rid of him, and he wants them to think that they have control over him. It's kind of like he's a ninja.
Well, you're a really smart caller, John. No, I mean, it's true. Regime change is evil and will fall apart in Syria, unless it's done by the Syrians. We don't want that. But in Venezuela, it could be doable, and it's the right thing to do. But can you trust the neocons? But I get it. It's a lesser of two evils.
Well, I think he's actually even smarter than that. He's using their own nature against them because they're going to create a migrant disaster. They're going to create a refugee disaster, which is only going to play into Trump's hand to put more optics on the need for a wall.
Well, if they don't fix Venezuela, it's going to cause the collapse. Either way, Latin America is collapsing. It is disintegrating, which... You know, I don't say that. Look how good we are. They're collapsing. No, we've got problems, too. We do not want Latin America collapsing. You know, Latin America is gorgeous. I've been all over it. And the people are amazing. And the food and the art and the resources are above ours. I mean, Latin America is a giant breadbasket full of oil, full of everything. But it can't get itself together because it never got rid of colonial control.
Absolutely. So, but right now, all Trump really cares about is America, and we need this border. And so right now, what you were saying earlier, how the way Trump is getting the border, he could have done it in a better way. I think we need to be very vocal and maybe get a petition going that we want Trump to do it the way you said, the way you were describing how he could get it done around that 76 law. We need to let him know that we're behind him on that.
Well, that's right. He needs to go commander-in-chief route because under that, the border is under attack. There's caravans coming. You don't do it under a 76 law that just deals with funding and emergencies outside of Congress for other emergencies presidents have done, which is constitutional. I mean, in many cases, it's not. In this case, it is. I've looked at it. But as a commander-in-chief, it's totally the right thing to do, and it's constitutional. I just don't know. And I'm not trying to put Rand Paul down. But I'm sorry, Rand Paul is doing nothing but getting a political victory with the left because he knows Trump's going to veto this. So it's nothing but optics, and I just think it's a cheap trick.
Yeah, it's not the first time Rand Paul has betrayed us. It's not the first time. He seems to have some kind of compromising. He seems to be compromised. But we, as his true supporters, as Trump's true supporters, we've got to be very vocal and draw and let people know we want him to secure it in the way that you were describing. So we need to do a petition, get like 100,000 signatures or more. We need to do something.
Well, Don Jr. Last week, I guess it was last Monday, went on Tucker Carlson and said, don't worry, my dad's getting ready to do something. We know the censorship's real. It's happening. We promise we're going to take action. They know that his constituents are getting really pissed. And we're out here working to get the truth out and telling the truth, and they're just letting, Media Matters and all these other criminal organizations engage in this activity. It's just crazy. We need action now. We're only a year out from the main 2019 election being in the thick of it. We need action now, not later. Take action. Trump will support you. If you don't, you're destroying yourself. My God. Good call, John. All right. Stay with us. More calls in 2 minutes.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.